Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sleepers, breakouts, and busts 1.0 next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Thursday, January 27th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. And let's get started with a sleeper, Scott. Who you got?
I'm going to go with Luke Voit of the Yankees, who, of course, was the major league leader in home runs during the pandemic-shortened 2020 season. So you might think it's a stretch to call him a sleeper, but he's going outside the top 200 so far in drafts. People don't seem to be giving him much of a chance to be the Yankees' starting first baseman, even though he's currently in line to be. Of course, the only reason he lost his job last year is because he got hurt. Also got hurt in 2019, tried playing through it. Even with those two injury-addled seasons, which dragged down his numbers, since joining the Yankees across four seasons, Luke Voit has hit .271 with a .901 OPS. He's homered at a better rate than Matt Olson during that stretch. He, when healthy, is a stud first baseman. So as long as the Yankees give him that chance, I think he's an exciting pick, no matter what part of the draft it's in.
Yeah, and I agree that now is the time, if you are drafting, to draft Luke Voit. If he is on the Yankees this time in a month and a half from now, he's going to move up 100 spots in ADP. You're absolutely right about that. A sleeper for me, John Gray, a 30-year-old who's been pretty mediocre throughout his career, but he was in Coors Field for all of that career. Now he moves over to the Texas Rangers, much bigger ballpark, much better division to pitch in as well. And I just think in general, getting out of Coors Field, getting out of Colorado, that's going to help him a ton. He's going outside the top 250 right now. He's always had good strikeout stuff. He used his slider a ton last year. So this is really just a bet on strikeout ability and the fact that he's getting out of Colorado. I think we could potentially see the best season from John Gray that we have seen yet here in 2022. Let's move on to breakout, Scotty. Who you got?
Going to go with Willy Adames, the Brewers shortstop. And this is, it almost feels too easy because after joining the Brewers for the three quarters of the season he was with them last year, he had .285, 20 homers, and .886 OPS. And you think, oh, small sample size, you know, based on his track record, we can't expect to see him do that again. Well, actually, looking at that track record, his career with the Rays, which began in 2018, so a big sample. Terrible at home, .219 with a .624 OPS at home. Apparently had a problem with the batter's eye there. On the road, he hit .291 with an .858 OPS, virtually identical to the numbers he put up in that three quarters of a season with the Brewers, where, of course, he didn't have to deal with the Tropicana Field batter's eye. So when the numbers translate that cleanly, I have a hard time doubting them. And if this is who Willy Adames is going to be now, then I think the potential outcome is similar to like a Xander Bogaerts. And yet Willy Adames is going after Gleyber Torres in drafts. He's outside the top 25 among shortstops, and according to ADP, it's crazy to me. I want him as my middle infield option in every roto league.
Hey, Scotty, don't be too hard on my guy, Gleyber Torres. It's been a rough couple of years, but I do agree with you. I would take Willy Adames ahead of him, and I like Willy Adames quite a bit as a fallback option at shortstop or as a starting middle infielder in roto leagues, as you mentioned. Breakout for me, Shane McClanahan. No surprise here. We talked about him a lot last year. The stuff is filthy. We're talking about a high 90s fastball from the left-hand side. He's got four pitches that he throws last year. 3.43 ERA, 1.27 whip, over a strikeout per inning. The swinging strike rate, 14.8%, tied for eighth among starting pitchers with at least 120 innings pitched. Don't love the price right now, but if he delivers that ace outcome over the course of 160 innings, I think that he can, you know, return top 20 starting pitcher value, something like that. And for me, that would constitute breaking out. So I do like Shane McClanahan quite a bit. Let's move on to our bus, Scotty. Who you got here?
Jazz Chisholm, who I didn't give much of a chance to be an impact player last year. He was raw. He struck out a ton in the minors. I thought he was just going to get eaten alive. Well, he gets to the majors in April. He's awesome. Hits 311, slugs 581, steals 9 bases. He was so awesome in that month, in fact, that it seems like people just kind of ignored what he did afterward because he got eaten alive. Final 5 months of the season, Jazz Chisholm hit 236, slugged only 395, stole only 14 bases in 5 months' time. So it's not a great steals pace apart from April. He's going right around 100 overall. And I just think that's not accounting for his ups or for his downside at all. I think it's more likely than him taking a step forward is that he's just eaten alive again and ends up being dropped by mid-May.
Bust for me, Scotty. Aroldis Chapman, final 4 months last year, correlates with the sticky stuff crackdown. 4.95 ERA, a 1.62 whip. He's currently the sixth closer off the board. There's already enough volatility with that position. I'm not getting involved with Aroldis Chapman this year. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Monday morning. Bye-bye.
New CBS Monday. NCIS is back.
We need all hands on deck.
So grab your gear.
NCIS!
And join our elite team.
What are the charges?
Murder.
New cases to be solved.
Double tap to the chest.
Same caliber as the murder weapon.
And new criminals to catch.
That's the bomb maker. Where's the bomb?
A new NCIS, Monday, 9, 8 Central, on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.